Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza! Furniture!
Do it right!
Do upgrades!
Do it right!
Clearing bills, do it with 0 to 5% down payments. Apply online, quick approvals and more. Whatever it is, do it right with Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza.
Pick two. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5. Or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers. From 0 to 9, a chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Coretta was very upset with Myrtle for not telling her that Catalina was alive, saying she had already made plans for a wake and funeral. Maurice arrived and Coretta left. He asked Myrtle about Catalina's whereabouts, but she refused to tell him. He left but called a friend asking if he had been able to locate Catalina. As we return, Ignatius is home from the hospital after his heart attack.
Ignatius, you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why are there so quiet since I picked you up from the hospital?
I'm okay, Shirley.
All right. It's good to be out to the hospital though, right?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, this hospital running isn't easy. At least you didn't have to stay in there too long. Anyway, even though you had a heart attack, the doctor thinks that for a big man, overall, you're not in bad shape.
Mm-hmm.
You comfortable?
Yes, I'm comfortable.
I could get you anything, something to drink, some fresh fruits, something else to eat.
Not hungry.
You sure you don't want anything?
I just want to be left alone.
I know you've been through something traumatic. A heart attack, as mild as yours, is not an easy thing. We were very worried about you.
Thanks.
You got to look at this like a second chance to Ignatius. The Lord ain't ready for you yet.
Mm-hmm.
I was so frightened I would lose you. But God is good, eh?
I want to rest now. Close the door on your way out the room.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, the maid is there.
I saw her.
I don't want to leave your side, Ignatius. I'm just so happy to have you home.
I want to be left alone right now, Shelley. You don't have to fuss over me.
Okay.
Lock the door.
Okay, well, seeing as I haven't been to the gym in a couple of days, I can go and get some workout. Well, if anything, you could call the maid or you could phone me. All right, I can go now. Well, well, I never see this man so quiet in my life. I hope this is not a permanent change.
Good afternoon to all our members and our listeners in Maryland.
Mary had a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, Mary went, Mary went. Everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Maria the song always puts Mary to sleep. She falls asleep with a smile on her face. Maria?
Yes, Mommy?
Like your thoughts far.
Why?
I was telling you how our little Mary falls asleep when I sing that song to her. Maybe because she's the main character in it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put her to lie down. I was thinking maybe tomorrow we can go to church for midweek service. We ain't been in a while.
That would be nice.
Something bothering you, Maria?
Yes, Mommy.
Tell me.
It's my friend Annie. She told me what's going on with her family.
And it's bad?
Very bad.
I'm sorry. Was it?
She made me promise not to tell anyone.
Oh.
Yeah.
How can she get help if she doesn't want anyone to know?
She's embarrassed, Mommy. Ashamed. Scared. Just like I was with Ralph.
Is she pregnant?
No. She's not pregnant. At least I don't think so.
So she is sexually active?
No. I mean...
But you said you don't know if she's pregnant.
How would she even know if she's pregnant? It's not like she could get a pregnancy test the way her family is and where they live.
Isn't there a health center in the village?
It's some distance away.
I hope nobody's taking advantage of her. Because you said she's 15, right?
Yeah.
We see it too much in our communities where young girls are taken advantage of. I hope that's not the case for Annie.
Who would care anyway?
Maria, what do you mean?
Mommy, young girls are suffering in silence. Some of them are growing up thinking that being abused is normal.
Sad, but true.
Older men won't leave us alone, even though we're still children. I know other girls like me who have babies, and they're still teenagers, and they didn't choose it.
I know a lot more has to be done to teach our young women what is right and wrong. Young girls need to know about consent and rape. How to protect yourself from unwanted pregnancies, the sexually transmitted diseases, and so on.
And what about the men, Mommy? They are often the ones abusing us. Ralph did it to me and threatened that he would kill me if I talked.
I know. I will never forgive myself for that happening right under my nose and me not noticing.
How could I have defended myself against him when he's an adult and I was a child?
I wish you had come to me.
Mommy, you couldn't see he was controlling you too?
I'm sorry, Maria. We love Mary, but you weren't supposed to have a child so young and in these circumstances.
But I am not the only one, Mommy. There are other girls in our villages who are going through the same thing. Even some fathers are doing it to their own daughters.
It's sickening, Maria. It sick me stomach when I see what's going on.
I hate it.
We must do something in our own little way to help however we can.
Help Annie, Mommy.
But you're not going to tell me what's going on with her?
She made me promise. But since you want to help Mommy, start with my friend.
Okay. And how you think I could help?
Let her come and stay here.
What?
Mommy, please. I know we don't have extra room. But she can sleep with me.
But Mary sleeps with you.
Well, we can make up a bed and she can sleep on the floor. She really won't mind. She just wants to get away from a bad situation.
But she's 15. She's still a minor. Still under the age of consent. I don't want to get in trouble by telling somebody, child, that they could come here and live without her parents' consent.
And if she ends up dead, then what?
Is that bad?
Yes.
Okay, I will have to talk to your father first.
I'm sure Daddy wouldn't mind.
Out of respect, I need to talk to Jacob first. He might be working in the mining camp and not here all the time, but this is his home too. But if this girl can stay here, eventually I'm got to know what's really going on with her and talk to her parents.
Eventually you will know. She will tell you herself when she gets comfortable.
Okay, good.
Mommy, thanks for considering it.
9, 10, 11, 12. Whew! Lord help me. Some days I don't have any sweets. I suppose I just walk on the treadmill or something.
Hey, take it easy there, Shelly.
Morris.
You might need a personal trainer.
Who, you?
Oh, no. I'm done with volunteering to help women at the gym.
Oh, because I thought you wanted to make me a second divine.
Not at all. Happily married.
Happily? Last I heard, Catalina was missing.
She's fine.
She is?
Yes, and I'm going to see her soon.
So y'all not getting divorced?
Oh, come on. Who gets married to get divorced immediately after?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad to know that Catalina is okay. And to answer your question about the personal trainer, I had one. I was paying me $40,000 a month for putting me on some special diet that I can't eat this and I can't eat that. I is a woman who love my belly. And then he got me doing a whole set of things when I come to the gym that when I reach home, I tired. I tell he, I don't need he no more. And I gonna walk at my own pace.
And how is that working out for you?
Great, as you can see.
Oh, excuse me, I have to take this. Hello? Oh, you did? Where? Oh, wow. Okay, great, great. Thank you, thank you. Text me the information. Alright, bye. I have to go, Shelly.
As who call you?
It's a call I've been waiting on. I have to travel out the region.
It's Catalina?
What?
The call. Is it to do with Catalina?
Oh, no. It's nothing to do with her.
Oh, okay.
It's a work thing.
Alright, well, enjoy yourself wherever you're going.
Alright, thanks.
Look, let me walk a little bit more on this treadmill and then get you my house.
You're tuned to the voice of Guyana.
Ignatius! You sleeping?
No.
Okay. I ain't gonna bother you then. I just come from the gym, so I'll go in and take a shower.
Shelly?
Yes?
Come a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a hug. I want to thank you for being there for me, Shelly.
It's okay, Ignatius. As a wife, this is what I'm supposed to do.
I was really afraid. I thought it was the end for me.
But it wasn't. You're still here.
Is a wake-up call that at any time? Any time it could be over? Just like that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, baby. I wasn't serious when I said I wanted a divorce.
I know.
This whole thing with Ryan and Divine, it just upset me so much.
Ignatius, you got to realize that your son and his wife might be young, but they're adults, and you got to allow them to sort out their own problems.
Yes.
You got to focus and enjoy the luxuries you have in this life. Like your wife. Don't ever scare me like that again.
I don't ever want to be scared like that again. Love you, Shelly.
I love you too, Iggy.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you with support from the European Union, promoting sustainable livelihoods for vulnerable groups in Guyana.